by special recording, General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Away!
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties.
It helps a guy feel confident just knowing that champions are made, not born. Otto Graham, famed quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, made himself a champ. Listen, young Otto on his way to fame found football was no sissy game, took power and speed and head work too. And Graham learned, as champions do, that Wheaties help a guy come through. Now Otto passes for that score and still eats Wheaties even more. Otto Graham's been calling the right breakfast signal for 23 years. A big bowl of Wheaties. He-Man breakfast? There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Touchdown, Otto! Let's go, boy!
Hey, hey, hey!
He's on his way.
On his way.
He's on his way.
On his way.
Get on your way with Wheaties. 'Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties. Breakfast of Champions.
Moonlight silvered the plain and the summit of Rocky Ridge that rose high above the level rangeland. There were 50 head of cattle in the herd Kirby Caldwell and his men were driving toward Clearwater Canyon. Kirby and his chief lieutenant, Ben Woods, rode the point. They and the other men wore their bandanas pulled up to their eyes. Suddenly, less than a quarter of a mile ahead, a horseman rounded a cluster of boulders at the foot of the ridge and drew rein as he saw the herd.
Kirby, that's Dan Matthews.
Yeah.
He's recognized us. He's trying to get away.
Well, come on after him.
Get him
back. Quick.
Come on. He's shooting at us.
Let him have it. Ah, we got him.
As Kirby and Ben opened fire, Matthews was dropped from his horse, and the Mustang raced away.
Oh, 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 oh. All right, careful. He may still have his gun.
Yeah. Now, here it is.
Kirby Caldwell and Ben Woods. Now I got the answer to all the rustling in Mason County. The head of the Cattlemen's Association and his range detectives. Crooks, ever one of them?
You're a little late in finding out.
I've suspected for a month.
But it's too late for you to do anything about
I've
it.
I've already done something.
Huh? What?
Somebody's coming here. You waiting.
He's gone.
What do you mean, somebody's coming here?
Another marshal, probably. Well, it's nice he warned us. We'll lay low for a while.
Kirby.
Yeah? What's the matter?
Look, up there on the ridge. That hombre standing beside the gray horse. He's got field glasses trained on us.
Yeah, who is he? Recognize him?
I recognize the horse.
Well?
You remember the loco prospector who came into town a few days ago and swore he'd found gold in the mountains. His picture was in the paper. That's his horse, I swear it.
Doesn't matter who he is. He's seen everything that happened down here. Get your rifle and pick him off.
Kino.
Never mind. It's too late. He's gone.
What'll we do?
Leave the herd here and go after him, all of us.
See, boy.
Yes, get back. Come on.
Come on.
But Caldwell and his men were unable to pick up the trail of the prospector, so Caldwell changed his plans. Matthew's body was taken into town, and the sheriff was told that, with his dying words, the rancher had accused the prospector of dry-gulching him. A reward was posted, and the following morning, a young cowboy entered the sheriff's office.
You the sheriff?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you, son?
I've been listening to the talk outside. I'd like a little more information about this murder.
Well, it happened last night. By Rocky Ridge. Prospector ambushed Matthews and robbed him.
Any idea where the prospector's gone?
Into the mountains.
Sheriff, I aim to win that reward.
Well, we're sending out a posse. It'll be leaving at noon. You're welcome to join it.
No, thanks. I'll travel alone. I've got a personal difference to settle with your killer.
What's that? You know him? You met him before?
I met the man whose picture's on your bulletin board. But it's been 5 years since I've seen him. He didn't call himself John Dolan then. His name was Jeremy Dalton.
Huh. 5 years ago? You couldn't have been more than 15 or 16.
Not even that. 14.
And this Dolan, or Dalton, what'd he do? Is he wanted somewhere else?
He killed my mother.
What? Another murder?
The law wouldn't call it that, but I do. And I'm out to settle a score between us myself. You'll be saved the expense of a trial if I find him, Sheriff. If I bring him back here, he'll be dead.
Now, wait a minute, boy. What's your name?
I'm Harry Dalton, Sheriff. Jeremy Dalton's son.
Tonto rode into town that morning. He stayed only an hour, and then returned to the Lone Ranger's camp, where he reported everything he had seen and heard.
So the man who sent for us is dead. And his body was found with the man he suspected.
That right.
Evidently, no one else shares Matthew's suspicions.
No, Kimasabi. Sheriff make Caldwell deputy. Him lead posse, go after prospector.
Did you find out anything about him?
Him come to town maybe week ago. Him stay there, Golden Mountains. But buy supplies and leave.
He had plenty of money to pay for his supplies?
Him pay in gold dust.
Hasn't anyone wondered why a man with gold dust in his pocket should commit a murder to get money?
Now people say him not get Golden Mountains. Maybe rob stage before him come to Mason City.
I see. Has the posse left town yet?
No. Them not leave till noon. Stay in mountains till them find prospector.
What's the prospector's name?
John Dolan.
I'd like to have a talk with him before the posse finds him.
Oh, you not think him kill Matthews?
Matthews was a smart man, Tonto. He didn't trust Kirby Caldwell. And we have only Kirby's word that the prospector is guilty. Let's see if we can locate him.
Easy,
Father.
Three days later, Harry Dalton followed a mountain stream into a canyon. After a mile or so, the canyon suddenly widened, and he saw a lean-to on the left bank of the stream and a man near it, shoveling gravel into a sluice box.
At last. Get up, boy. Get up.
The prospector looked up as he heard the hoofbeats of Harry's horse. He made a move for the shotgun lying on the ground beside him, but then, reassured by the young cowboy's appearance, thought better of it and called a greeting.
Harry! Whoa, whoa, boy.
Harry's only answer was to draw his gun as he dismounted.
What's the idea?
Make a guess.
I can see my first guess was wrong. From your face, you look to be honest. I thought you were a cowboy who had lost his way.
Don't pretend you don't know me.
No, you are. There must be some mistake. I'm sure we've never met.
5 years is a long time. I've grown up. But I haven't changed as much as all that.
My name is Dolan. John Dolan.
It's Dalton. Jeremy Dalton.
Is it?
What kind of an answer is that? I'm Harry.
You said 5 years.
5 long years.
That must have been before...
Before you deserted Ma and me and left us to starve.
Are you trying to tell me that... My boy, let me explain. I don't remember. I don't remember anything about that time. You can't speak of desertion.
There's no other word for it. You deserted us. You drove the herd to San Antone. You sold it for $30,000.
What?
You left San Antone with $30,000 in your pocket, but you never came home.
Yes.
You disappeared into thin air.
Now it's coming back. The ranch, your mother. Harry, you don't understand.
How could anyone understand? Just let me tell you what happened to us afterward. There were only the two of us, Ma and me. And I was only 14 years old. We tried to keep the ranch going, but we didn't have a chance. There were folks who said Ma worked herself to death.
Death?
I don't agree with that. She was grieving for you all the time. It was you that killed
her. No, don't say that. Don't say that she's dead. Not him. Not my wife.
You have no right to call her your wife.
Let me explain, Harry. Not until this moment.
This moment belongs to me. It's what I've been living for ever since Ma died. And luck's on my side. I can do what I want to do, and the law will never touch me. Instead, I'll get a reward. But now you killed somebody else.
I've never killed anyone.
And this time you used a gun. You robbed the man you shot and left him for dead. But he wasn't dead, Jeremy. He lived long enough to identify you as his killer.
No, no, Harry,
I'm
no.
I'm going to put a bullet through your heart and I'll be paid for doing it. That's justice, isn't it? Even you will have to admit it's only justice.
Son, don't.
Well, there's nothing you can say to change my mind.
Behind you, a masked man.
Oh.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Did you ever hear of a cereal box that sings? Well, I'm going to tell you about a special Wheaties box that practically does just that. Here, listen to a few seconds of this record. Now, wasn't that record sharp and clear? But here's an amazing thing about it. It came from the front of a special Wheaties box. That's right, there's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed right on the front of this special Wheaties box I'm talking about. All you do is take a pair of scissors and cut the record out, easy as pie. Then play it on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Pony Boy is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also On Top of Old Smokey, Glowworm, Blue Tail Fly, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and many others. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost. A real bargain in fun. To continue. As Harry Dalton was about to pull the trigger, the Lone Ranger shot the gun from his hand.
Easy, big fella.
Then he dismounted and walked toward Jeremy and his son.
Stand where you are. I'll take the shotgun.
Masked man. I should have guessed you'd have some outlaw friends.
Harry, I never saw this man before, but I'm glad he did what he did. It gives me a chance to tell you the truth.
The truth.
Listen. 5 years ago, I was lying in a gully with my head bashed in. I was found there by an old prospector, and he carried me to his cabin. I had no money on me and no papers. I'd been robbed. When I come to, I had no idea who I was.
You didn't remember?
I remembered nothing. The only clue to my identity was a set of initials on my belt, J.D. I called myself John Dolan. And for the past 5 years, I've been trying to find out who I am. I've wandered all over the West, and I swear, son, I didn't know where home was. I didn't even know I had a home.
Oh.
And it wasn't until a few minutes ago when I saw your face, heard you speak, heard you say that Ann was dead. Harry, believe me.
Oh, I do.
My son.
Oh. I think I almost... messed me... Whatever you mean to do to us now, I thank you, too, for what you have done, for stopping me.
All I mean to do is ask a few questions. Dolan, what's your real name?
Dalton. This is my son, Harry.
What can you tell me about the murder of Dan Matthews?
Is that the man who was shot 3 nights ago?
That's when he was killed.
I thought he was an outlaw. It was the men who worked for the Cattlemen's Association who shot him.
You're sure of that?
I saw the whole thing from the top of Rocky Ridge.
This proves that Matthews was right about Kirby Caldwell.
Look, an Indian riding this way.
It's all right. He's a friend of mine and of yours, too. I left him to stand guard back in the canyon.
Oh, Scott. Oh, fella. Kimasabi. Men come.
Caldwell and the posse?
Ah.
They've followed our tracks just as we followed Harry's. Dalton, is there a way out of this canyon higher up?
Yes.
Then get your horse. You're coming with us.
Where?
To a place where you'll be safe. If you stay here, Caldwell will put a bullet through you before you have a chance to say anything. Hurry.
You're right.
There, posse now, Kimasabi. Them see us.
You're coming with us too, Harry.
Of course.
Easy, city, big fellow. Hurry, Dalton.
Just a second. All set.
Let's go, then. Monsignor!
Jeremy's horse was slow, and it soon became apparent the posse would overtake the Lone Ranger and his companions. As they rounded a bend in the trail, at a point where the canyon walls were only 6 feet apart, the masked man drew rein.
Hold it, you steady, big fella.
Why, you stop?
I'll stay here and delay the posse. Take Harry and his father to our camp.
Get him up, scout.
As soon as the posse rode into view, the Lone Ranger opened fire. Caldwell and his men were forced to dismount and take cover. And for over an hour, the Lone Ranger held the pass against them. Then he leaped to the saddle.
He's going to be caught. One, two, there.
And urged Silver up the trail. The posse started after him. But the way the trail wound through the narrow canyon made it impossible for Caldwell's men to catch more than a momentary glimpse of the masked man. By the time the highest point in the mountains was reached, Silver had carried his master out of gunshot range. With complete confidence in the sure-footedness of his mount, the Lone Ranger chose the steepest of the trails descending to the plain and soon lost his pursuers.
Come on, Silver!
It was after dark when he reached his camp.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy, steady, big fella.
Tonto and the Daltons had arrived only a few minutes before.
Kimasabi, we take one wrong turn coming down mountain. Ride into Blind Canyon.
The luckiest thing that could have happened.
Lucky?
There's plenty grass and water in canyon.
And plenty of cattle, too. Cattle whose brands had been changed with a running iron.
There's only one man on guard, and him not see us.
The steers Caldwell and his men have been stealing.
Ah. You go to Sheriff, maybe?
Yes. I imagine the posse will be returning to town, and there'll be a lot of activity around the sheriff's office right now. But later on, sometime before morning, I'll let the sheriff read Matthew's letter.
At 4 o'clock that morning, the sheriff was reading Dan Matthew's letter while the Lone Ranger covered him with his gun. But the masked man holstered it as the lawman finished.
So you're the Lone Ranger. Kirby Caldwell is a rustler.
It was Caldwell who killed Matthews.
No.
I have a witness to prove it, and I can show you the canyon where Caldwell has driven the cattle he's stolen.
Lead me to it.
Not so fast, Sheriff. Let me have 5 more minutes of your time. I have an idea how this case should be handled.
Shoot.
The following morning, Caldwell found a note which had been slipped under the door of his office. He read it, and then crumpled the paper in his fist.
What's the matter?
That prospector. He wants $1,000 to keep quiet about Dan's murder.
What? A dirty crook.
That isn't all. He's ordered me to meet him in the canyon while we keep the cattle. Midnight tonight for the payoff. Well, he'll get paid off in hot lead. We'll all be waiting for him. You'll never leave the canyon alive.
Just after dark that evening, Tonto led the sheriff's posse into the canyon where the stolen cattle was being held. And Rufe Gordon, Caldwell's guard, was taken prisoner.
Oh, but Sheriff, I don't know anything about this cattle. I was looking for a good place to camp tonight, and I happened to ride in here.
You'll have a chance to prove you're innocent, Rufe.
Yeah?
Kirby Caldwell will be coming here tonight.
Is that so?
You'll be sitting beside this campfire when he arrives. My men and I will be hiding in the woods directly behind you. You'll be covered every second. If you try to give Caldwell any sort of a warning, we'll shoot. Is that understood?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, men. Bring your horses into the woods. Get up.
At 10 o'clock, Caldwell and his men rode into the canyon.
Yeah, where's Rufe?
There's his campfire at the edge of the woods.
Yeah, that's where you and the rest of the men will hide until Dolan shows up.
Easy. Howdy, Rufe.
Howdy.
Now, Rufe, see anything of a prospector around here?
No.
He's about 6 feet tall. He wears a buckskin jacket.
I haven't seen anyone like that.
Well, we're expecting him.
He saw Kirby shoot Dan Matthews, and he wants money to keep quiet.
Yeah. You hadn't been asleep on the job, you'd have caught him when he came snooping around here. He knows this is where we changed the brands on the cattle we rustled.
Oh, now you've done it. Why couldn't you kept your mouth closed?
Who do you think you're talking to?
It's all over. They've heard what you said. They've had me covered, and they threatened to shoot me if I tried to warn you.
Who's had you covered?
The sheriff and 20 men. They're in the woods.
We've had enough to hang you, Kirby. You're under arrest.
Come on, get him.
We better make a run for it.
Right, let's go.
Get him.
Kirby and his men swung into their saddles and raced toward the entrance of the canyon. The sheriff and his posse broke from the cover of the trees and started after them. Then the crackle of gunfire broke out at the opening of the canyon. The Daltons, Tonto, and the Lone Ranger, shooting from cover, were blocking any escape. Desperate, Kirby urged his mount straight toward them, shooting as he rode. But the Lone Ranger dropped him from the saddle with a bullet through his shoulder. That was the end of the fight. And before morning, every one of Kirby's men was behind bars. Kirby himself was in the hospital. And the Daltons were having breakfast with the sheriff.
Ah, the doc says it isn't much of a wound. A couple of days and we'll move Kirby to jail. You two will have to stick around for his trial. That should be in less than a week.
Well, we're not going anywhere, Sheriff.
Oh, you plan to stay in Mason City?
We plan to work my claim. My son and I are going into partnership. Right, Harry?
Right, Pa.
Oh, that's fine. I always like to see a father and son get along the way you two do.
Didn't the masked man tell you about us?
The sheriff didn't have to be told, Pa. When I left his office the day after the murder, I told him how I felt about you.
You know, I can't seem to remember that conversation at all.
Anyway, it's all changed now. We've had some bad years, but we'll be able to forget them, Pa.
Yes.
Now that we're together again.
Yes, son. And for that, we must thank the Lone Ranger.
Hi-yo, Silver!
Hunter Harry is a boy of fine. He brings wild animals back alive. He can capture lions, 'cause he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
That's Cheerios, the cereal shaped like little letter O's. You know, Cheerios is made from oats, and every delicious spoonful of Cheerios in milk is a real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, the good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones, and muscles. Have Cheerios every morning. Then you'll hear people say,
he's feeling his Cheerios.
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.